Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, Bruce, before we get to the road trip, the last game, the new additions, maybe your general impression of the deadline, and more specific, the teams around you, the teams that you might face here in the playoffs.
Well, I like our two ads. Obviously, once we get them in, see how they fit in, we'll know the answers better. And that's like a lot of teams, right? Everything on paper can look good or not good and can turn out well. So the bad thing for the GMs at this time of year is there's only one winner at the end. So everyone else gets judged harshly for the most part. And you can make some good deals and they just don't work out. So I think Tampa got a little bit bigger. Coleman and Goudreau are good players for them. They gave up their certain assets for them. So that's the decision they have to make. They might pay the price down the road, but they feel they got a chance this year. So that's the, kind of the overlying feeling is if you feel you have a chance to add. So Washington, a couple of bigger bodies as well. Pittsburgh added to their identity. They added speed with, Zucker and Sherry, who's been there before. So it's kind of building a little bit around the edges typically with your team. I don't think there was any huge splashes. Ranger signing Kreider, he was a big name out there, but unlike years past, maybe there wasn't those high-end guys that were going to be free agents. Toffoli was a nice ad for Vancouver. We saw him the other night. So at the end of the day, additions at the top, subtractions at the bottom for future benefit, and we'll see how it plays out.
Now we get into the Bruins additions. What we've already talked about Kasha the other day after he was traded, but now Richie, maybe your general impression about him. And my question, does he compare with his brother? I know left shot, right shot, but does he compare with his brother?
Well, I think they have the same last name. They're two separate players. Nick is probably a little more accomplished than Brett right now in terms of his overall career. Nick is a guy that can help you get inside ice, play with players that can get him the puck from below the tops of the circles. Board work should be solid. Getting it into the middle of the ice for us, probably he's going to start with Coyle, could end up with Krejci, so get them the puck out of the breakout and look for it as you get closer to the other end. And always got a physical presence, certainly finishes checks. I think Brett did that as well when he was here, just not consistently. Nick's a tough guy from what I've told him when it comes to the fisticuffs department. He's got better hands than maybe people give him credit for. Good straight line skater, so we'll just try to get him acclimated to how we play. I think he can be a fan favorite here. Honestly, if he plays to his strength, plays that blue collar game, I think the fans will really appreciate what he brings. But we've got to make him feel comfortable, find the right people for him, and just get him to play his game and contribute. He's not going to all of a sudden turn into a 40 goal scorer overnight, but if we can build his game up and get him with a centerman and get him the puck, then hopefully we'll see a spike in the offensive totals.
You guys have played very well here for a while. You've got a game in Vancouver that just completely gets away from you, just kind of ugly. Do you take anything from that? Do you just kind of move on, or do you try to talk to the team about that?
No, we moved on for the most part. We talked about, I didn't think our board work was very good, and the support from there, especially early on, cost us a few goals. So get back to the basics there. We got away from that, got a little loose. Some of that's fatigue. Some of it was just playing loose. We weren't strong in front of our net. Typically, that's an area of strength. So those were the two areas I thought we basically were really poor. So we hope that's a one-off. It was addressed, but you don't want to beat a dead horse in that regard. I think in the big picture, you're due to probably have a game where you're not at your best and your goaltenders don't bail you out. We saw that the other night. I did like our effort to get back in the game. We scored a couple goals in the third to try to make a push, but it wasn't going to be our night. Vancouver was playing well. They had good energy. You could see it in them. They're fighting for first place, so they're a good hockey club. We'd beat them 4-0 at home. So that was one that you just want to get the game over with, stay healthy, get on the plane, get home, kind of lick your wounds from that game and then your trip, and then get ready for your next home game.
You've used some different personnel on the power play, specifically the top unit. How do you envision the top unit today, and do you incorporate Richie maybe onto one of the units?
Today, Coyle will stay on the first unit as a net front presence, just something we're tinkering with, a different look. He's a big body, recovers pucks right now. He's playing really well. Jake's been there. Heinen obviously was there. Bjork at times, but Richie will go in the second unit. He'll play net front or slot with Krejci on his offside, so there's a couple of one-timer options, and we'll see how he fits. He's played power play for Anaheim, and he's had some level of success on that, so we'll give him that opportunity and see where he goes. Could he go net front on the first unit? Could be. I think it's very important for that first unit to recover pucks, so it's got to be someone that either is quick or can use his body and his hockey IQ and his hands to get him back, so we'll see where he fits, but that's the plan for now.
Last question for you, just on Calgary. You just saw them the other day. It was kind of a crazy start to that game, and then it kind of settled in. What did you take from that game, and what do you try to apply here tonight?
Well, they want to get going on the attack. They're a good line rush team. They're D-joined, so we have to be careful in our forecheck structure. They like to bump it to underneath speed, whether that's a D or the center, and they stretch their other winger out. Goudreau's one that is good at taking off. They'll find him. We saw him get in behind Charlie the one time, and that's, you know, one of the things that he's done well in this building in the past as well. So there's a little bit more awareness in that regard. We do feel that we can get to the front of the net on. We scored a few goals there. That's where there can be a little bit susceptible in the defensive zone coverage. So those are a couple areas we're looking to attack. But again, I think after the Vancouver game, it's for us, we want to sort of get back to our game, be, you know, a little more of the Bruins' identity, and then kind of worry about Calgary as the game goes along.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Flames are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.